And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Everything. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers on 2024. Welcome you all to the Here's the Thing podcast with Kev on stage, that chick Angel, and Joshy Gons, aka Spanish Guy McFly. We love y'all. Thank you for pulling up. This is 4 years of podding. And we're still going.
We like to party.
That's good. That's good.
Before we begin, church announcements. The Bald Brothers Show is streaming this Friday. We have switched it up a little bit. It no longer disappears after 48 hours. Like, keep your distance. Once you pay, that link lives on forever. You can show it to your grandma for her birthday on August 38th. 28th.
Oh, I was about to say. Your grandma dead, ain't she?
Yeah. You can watch it on Halloween before your party. Because it's just me and Tony, we don't have to hide the show stuff because it's all fresh and created there. And for your listening and viewing pleasure, we had a very special guest this podcast. I mean, this
show, Bald Brothers show.
Josh, roll that beautiful bean footage.
What's your funniest I'm never drinking again story? And I threw up during sex. Patrick Cloud said that.
Oh, yeah, Pat.
So, like, okay, I was at a New Year's party, right? And you know, like, New Year's is like 10, 9, 8, and everybody's looking for somebody to kiss at that time, right? So I don't want to say what the girl looked like, but I'll just say what she sounded like, and then you could just imagine it, okay?
Oh, jeez. Oh, man, you just scooped up anybody.
So the midnight countdown passed, but she came up to me, and she was just like, did you get a kiss?
Hold on. Is that how she really sounded, or was that your drunk hearing? Was it like old school?
That's not what she sounded like. I just want you guys to imagine. And she was like, oh, you didn't... She's like, oh, you didn't get a kiss? We should redo that at like 12:30. So I was like, oh, okay. I guess 12:30, she gonna come back. But I didn't think she was, you know? And then
12:30 comes, here she comes slinking. Patrick.
Hey, Pat. It's 12:30, please.
She said, you ready? And I was like, okay. I was standing against the wall. I was a wallflower.
And she picked you up.
So much worse than that. All right, so.
She grabbed you up by the cheeks.
Here
we go, Pat. It's a new year, new me.
So mind you, we were at a house party of somebody we did not know. And I was with my friends. She was with her friends. And she was like, well. She's like, maybe we should go somewhere more private. You know? And I was like, all right, I guess we could do that.
I love how in this story Patrick talks in his normal voice. And she's...
Why would I be different?
She's just Quasimodo, and you're just like, hello, my name's Patrick.
Hello.
Hello.
So here's how much of a slut she thought I was.
Oh.
She took me to the laundry room where there was like a fresh load going.
Oh.
And she was like, all right, you ready? I was like, I guess. And she started making out with me, and she had like fishnets on, and she just grabbed the crotch and tore them.
Jesus. Lord.
I was like, a what? She was like, yeah, get in this.
I have to finish the story.
And we're back.
I hope you enjoyed that. Hit up kevonstage.com/shows. Get your tickets for the fitting. If you're on Patreon, if you're other.
Come on, you got it.
Just click the link in my bio. Oh, my God. And enjoy the show. You're going to have a great time. Angel, what do you have?
So you can check out my interview with Lip Service with Angela. She interviewed me a couple of weeks ago about my latest single, I Just Wanna Shake My, as well as One Margarita. You can also check out my recent article with Blavity that just was released, I think yesterday.
Blavity in the park. Something about the 4th of July.
And then there'll be another article via XO Nicole coming out in about a week. So check them all out. Your girl be talking and whatnot.
Your girl be chopping it up.
Yeah.
Big chop.
Special thank you to our sponsors, Away, Policy Genius, and Prospects. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show.
All right. The number one request. Actually, before we talk Cam, Maya from Patreon said Zay Zay starting college. If you don't know.
Second day.
College boy is Zay Zay's name now. That's how I've heard him in my home.
Wow. That's acceptance.
God bless you.
That is acceptance. I actually recorded this video, but I saw the addresses across the street from my house in the video, so I just didn't post it, even though you can barely see it. The guy on TikTok, man, he can find, if I blink right now, he'll go in my eyes and find my body right now. But I was like, Zay, let me go to college with you. I'll sit in a different part of class. He didn't want me to do that. But Sunday, Big Washer came to his campus and took pictures of him. We were embarrassing him because me and Melissa had on C-Sun mom and dad shirts.
As you should.
And also, if he thinks during hoodie season, I'm not going to be wearing C-Sun hoodies, he's sadly mistaken. I have waited for this moment. When he was in high school, we didn't want to put his school out and all that stuff, even though his school was a doggone prison. Almost all these schools here. Can't even get in as the parent, much less the killer. And the killer be in the school. You done locked the victims in there.
Correct.
But anyway, college, boy, there's 30,000 people on that campus. And I was walking. I said, whoo, we huffing it.
Yeah.
That's a walk.
It's a big walk. But he went over there. I said, how was your first day? He was like, the parking garage, there were so many. It was big. Yeah. I was a little scared.
Oh, the baby.
He was scared. It was so funny because you should be a little scared on that big. You know, yeah, like when you go, most people who go away to school, they go a couple of days before classes start.
Right.
Get acclimated to the campus.
Freshman move in,
that stuff. Do your little orientation. Get the lay of the land. Like my niece at NCAT, she got the lay of the land.
Yeah.
She walk into the student union at 10 o'clock and everybody in the family chat's like, get in that room. Like, let the baby walk to the student union.
That's when you feel the freedom.
Like, I'm finna go get me an ice cream cone.
I could just be out here. Can't nobody be out here.
But I do not want to walk by herself at 10 p.m. You know, she is a girl. But Zay Zay drove to class. He bought a Lipton iced tea. Brought it home. He didn't even tell us. He didn't ask us. Just used his debit card. This boy is going to class from 1 to 5.
Oh, look at his easy ass life.
Wow. I said, man,
his easy life. I had class at 8 a.m.
Class at 8:30. I know I picked it.
But
y'all know, you college graduates, 8:30 in college is
4:30 a.m. You don't even sleep the night before. I'm going to just stay up.
Eyes burning.
Also, he said he got Fridays off.
And he's got Fridays off.
I didn't accomplish that until I was a senior. That's when I was like, oh, yeah. When I'm going to do Tuesday, Thursday classes, that's it.
All the rest
of my days is clear. He's doing that currently as a freshman.
Fridays.
He doesn't have college. This is not college.
Me and Melissa were seniors. We only had to go up to that campus 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, I wish I would come up here and walk around on a Friday. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. But I'm so proud of him, man. He has a little backpack in there. He's just a little black boy walking around.
Little Marcus's first day of school was today, and it took everything to get to the school. I said, why y'all gonna have road construction on the first day of school during the commute? Do it from 10 to 1 and figure it out. But anyways, we just went to the Nike outlet, bought him a whole bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
When I tell you, the pants is already too short.
That was 2 days ago.
The pants is already too short.
You bought those pants 2 days ago.
We bought him some Nike track suits because he love a good hoodie matching sweatpants combination. Mm-hmm. We bought it in a large. He can't fit no extra large because my baby thin.
And that's the problem with them tall lankies. Mm. Their waist can't go up the middle.
That's all right.
Remember in the children's place, they had the pants that had the little thing?
My kids still got them up, not little Marcus, but the other ones.
Yeah, they need that for Marcus and Zay Zay because their little waist, boy, it don't be catching none of that fabric.
It doesn't, and he is too, like, extra large will make it longer, but then what's going to hold on to?
You're going to have it all scrunched up.
Yes, he's going to have all the bunch in the back. looking like he got a bubble butt, which he already does in real life, and this is gonna make it. He gonna be sitting on that.
Also,
thing.
Don't fall in love with the size on the first wear either. You put that Nike tracksuit in a washer.
He got capris,
and it's $90 for them to not for them to basically have to take it to dry cleaning. Who taking sweatpants to a dry cleaner?
Oh, well, I guess we are, but that's all right. Mama likes a man shit. We about to come out with some damn sweatsuits for little.
That's
skinny,
also funny
tall.
For. In order
Mama
to
Mama likes
it.
Man shit. All of it. Skinny.
That's a
tall
good collab,
boy.
Angel.
It's a good collab.
It's a really
we
good collab.
We got to do something with these
unisex.
For these babies.
Unisex.
Yes.
Shake their hands. All right. So the baby's in college. In 2 years, we might be empty nesters, and I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
Oh.
But I am ready to talk about, speaking of children, Cam Newton went crazy viral. Shout out Fiercely V on Patreon. She said, Cam Newton, Nick Cannon, all over my socials, being the personifications of pure, well, she cussed there.
What's that,
okay?
Pure what? What's the word? Spell it to me.
Stuffery.
Shittery?
Yes. So if you didn't know, Cam Newton was on his podcast, Funky Fridays, which we just talked about last week.
Correct.
Kirk Franklin was on there.
Yeah.
With Dr.
Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Who, this is my first introduction to her. Had you seen her before?
No. I had not.
I hadn't either. Great introduction for her.
Yeah, she's about to be popping for real, for real.
Not such a great clip for Cam. If you haven't heard, open your listening ears to this.
A lot of people see my situation and not think that I'm not high functioning.
What situation?
Okay, so I'm not married. I have beautiful children.
How many?
Eight.
By how many women?
Three. And this is the kicker. I want more.
By multiple women? What's the intent?
I just want God.
Or by your wife?
I just want God to bring him.
Oh, okay.
My desire to get married is lower than my fear of divorce. So, as you would say it, Dr. Brian, you said it, I didn't say it, I will agree. I'm just taking my time.
He just said that like he got her.
Mm-hmm. You're not taking your time.
I am, though.
You're being very action-based. You're not taking your time.
I'm taking my time.
You're being very action-based. You have eight kids with three different women.
Yes.
You are creating, procreating, and multiplying. That is not taking your time. You're being very selectively active.
Mm.
Okay? So you're creating,
mm-hmm.
and disclaimer, the kids are innocent. They are beautiful and amazing. Anything I say has nothing to do with them babies. But you are proactively choosing where you want to be active at and where you want to take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take your time in having a wife because of your own fears. But you will, and I say this with all respect and love, what I'm about to say next, okay, Cam? But you will selfishly create broken families, even if you're in their life and you're a proactive father, and I believe you're an amazing daddy. I can only imagine with just your presence and knowing you. But these families are still broken. Every child cannot have Papa in the house with them. So some child, if not all will end up with some kind of deficit without daddy being there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you chose to do that. I'm not saying you sat there and woke up one morning and said, I want to be selfish today, so I'm going to go make a baby. Not saying that at all. But those are selfish acts at the expense of your fear. And yeah, that is a low-functioning behavior. To say that I'm going to build these houses and put kids and these beautiful women and kids in them, but I ain't going to create a home in them. I'm going to wait till I dissipate my fear to find a wife where I'm still going to be fearful with, because there's no such thing as not having some type of nerve or some type of feeling behind marrying somebody. And then I'm going to build a home with her while all these other beautiful babies have houses. That's completely unfair and that's selfish. And so, yes, you're taking your time in this department, but you're not taking your time in this department, which means you're compartmentalizing. And compartmentalizing never works. Compartmentalizing hurts everybody involved. Everybody who's in this box and that box and this box and that box and this box. And then here you go over here trying to figure out what box you're going to feed or entertain or do. Then you're looking outside to figure out who's your next victim to put in the box. It's unhealthy.
A lot of people see my...
Angel?
I mean...
Mother of half of eight children... What are your current thoughts?
I'm not sure if in your high school, if you had the young black ladies whose hair was kind of short, but they still tried their best to get their hair into a ponytail and they would get the pre-con gel and like pull all of their sides. I mean, the sides wouldn't make it till the end of the day, but they would gather it all. That is how she gathered this man. In that seat, like them
get
black
that
girls
onion.
That were like, I will get this ponytail.
I'm gonna make it.
If my, with the strength of my ancestors, I will pull these edges into a ponytail. That is how she gathered him. And she did it in such a respectful way. That read was green eggs and ham type of reading. I'm telling you what, because it's honest to God, like, there's so much truth. And this is not to say that a nuclear family is the only way for a child to be raised in a loving home.
Yeah.
And in a thriving home. So I don't think that's her sentiment. And I also don't think that's even his intention, meaning I don't want to create a nuclear family so that I don't have, my children don't have a loving home. But I don't think he is acknowledging the repercussions that his actions could have on his children.
Yep.
I think about the fact that I have a lot of kids. I got them four kids.
You got four at the house. Four books. You ain't never getting set.
I live at the house, okay? I work from home mainly, all right? My husband is at the house. And even still, I don't feel as though I can give them all of the things that they could potentially need to not feel lacking in some areas. So I could only imagine if they were spread out to different houses, trying to give them all of the things that I personally think are necessary for a child to truly grow up whole and healthy. I think my children will, but it's a struggle with me in the house.
That was my first thought. As a father, I experienced parent guilt, and I done lived in their home from the day they were born, and I want them to move back in after college.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like, man, I still miss soccer games and tournaments, can only pick up one, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Kevin, mm-hmm. I know I couldn't properly father eight children spread across three homes.
Mm-mm.
Money is an aspect of parenthood.
Yeah.
It's a very important aspect of parenthood. So no one thinks these kids are going without food, water, or shelter.
Mm-hmm.
However, one could argue time spent is right up there with money.
Mm-hmm.
Your children learn how to see the world by your actions, not your words.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
They learn by what they see you do. I learned how to be a husband and a father by the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, by my stepfather, who was my father, how he led the home, how he loved, how he provided, how he did things, all that stuff, good, bad, and indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, money's great. No one's arguing that these kids is hungry,
mm-hmm.
right? But you can't be there for them. Mm-hmm. You can't.
Not for all of them.
Not for all of them, right? You can be there sometimes. You can be there for the parties and the stuff, and that's all well and good. But Tuesday at 4:17, some of your kids don't see you. I don't know who he lives with, where the kids are. I don't know none of that. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about Cam, whom I like, he was a great quarterback. He's a good podcaster. There's something funny about somebody thinking they got you when you got them. When he sat back and was like, well, I'm just taking my time. And she was like, actually, you're being very active and creative, broken home. He was like, no.
Because he was projecting his fear that outweighed marriage, which was divorce.
Yes.
They said, I'm not sure if this is the case. They said, the Patreon said they all live with him.
All the kids?
That's what it say. So do all the mamas live? And I'm sorry to cut off your thought.
No.
I don't know if all the mamas live.
Somebody said he doesn't live with at least seven of them, though. So I don't know. Allegedly. Yeah, there's a lot of...
Okay, yeah, I don't know how that would actually be true. He might share custody with all of them, which would make sense.
Somebody said it's a kid.
Now we're seeing the children live with him, not the mothers.
Somebody said it's a community.
Yeah, he must have. Okay, so what probably is the case is that he has joint custody, so the kids probably live with him part of the time.
Okay.
But I can't imagine that the girlfriends and the kids are living with them, and that these girlfriends are not also actively participating in raising these children.
Got it.
So
they're saying that on that podcast, he said that they all live with him.
Then it's got to be part of the time. I can't imagine they're all living there full time.
Could be. If they If they live there full time, he has more time on his hands and he can be a better father than he thought, than I thought. It was my assumption that they did. Usually you kids live with the moms.
I'm thinking it's got to be what I mean. So I know people who have the 50-50 split custody. Mm-hmm. And so that means that part of the time they live with the father, part of the time they live with the mother.
It's still an unbalanced of split time within correct both parents.
Correcto mundo. Hit banger. That's what it made me think of. Regardless, I do think to purposefully make a bunch of babies by a bunch of people just for the simple thought of I don't want to deal with the thought of possibly getting a divorce. I don't even think marriage. I'm not saying marriage is the answer. Yeah. I just try to figure out why he making them by so many people.
He said, yeah, no, this article says he had five with his ex-fiance.
Okay.
I know Jasmine Brown just had her one. First. Mm-hmm. So we got, what, two more? So whoever is in between them.
Because he made it by three people?
Three mothers, yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me pedal back then some. Because he did not say on the podcast, he said he wanted more, but he didn't necessarily say he wanted more with additional women.
Mm. No, he didn't.
I still agree with what the doctor said, meaning you are being selective at where you want to put your energy.
Yeah, and I think to her point, if the kids, unless they all live in the house, mm-hmm. the moms and the kids and Cam.
Yeah.
On some like Cody and them whites. Can't think of any of their names.
Oh, the
Christine.
Born women from Arizona.
Nope.
Born white women from Arizona, sister wives, Mary, yes. Robin, Janelle, Christine.
Even they, listen, them children was broken home. All of them kids was broken homes. And they lived in the same house at one point, then the same city, and then they were spread apart. But them kids is going into the therapist's office.
Yeah.
For lack of a better
term.
I say get them eight good. see how they turn out.
They said he adopted two of them or two, ain't he? Is yeah, you know, listen, he's being fruitful.
His ex's kids?
He's being fruitful, he is multiplying. I just don't know.
Well, he said God's bringing them.
Yeah, he said however God brings them. However, you so he could mean he wants to adopt some more. He said he won't mow. He said however God brings him. So somebody can drop some kids off at his house.
Not using contraceptive, of course.
That's how usually the kids come.
Well, no, I'm saying adoption. If like somebody could drop some children off. Like, here's a baby here. And he might be like, I'll take this baby because I just want more kids.
Yeah.
I do think there is a more responsible way to do it. And I do think that there are going to be some repercussions. Listen, kids have been in way worse situations than what Cam is putting these kids in. So that's the reason why. But however, I still agree with the doctor's sentiment of it feels a little selfish. It feels a lot of selfish because he's not trying to provide the best situation for a child. And I do think the best situation for a child is to have a mother or two parents at least that are working together for the same cause, whether or not they're in the same house.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more extra parents you add that have other input, it can get a little bit dicey. It can get a little dicey. I'm not saying it can't work out. I'm just saying I would always hope that someone's intention is how can I make this the best situation possible? And I don't think that's his intention. I think his intention is how many more kids can I add to?
Kids, man.
That's what
I want a whole lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say that he got to be married, but I do feel like there is a way to do it where the kids ain't got to possibly be the ones that end up getting the brunt of the situation, or the mothers. But you know, they got to make their own decisions as well. And if y'all didn't realize, I make my own decisions.
And you do.
Like, I went to Vegas, honey. Traveled this weekend to Vegas and had a good, good time being bad. Had being, a great time.
Being bad?
Oh. Yes, I did. Had a good time. And you know what would have made it even a better time?
What, okay? Angel?
Is a way. All right? I see a way a lot when I travel. I see, this is, if you didn't know, it's a fantastic luggage brand. And as much as I love its look, I prefer soft suitcases and always wish that Away made one. Well, guess what? Now they do. This suitcase seriously looks better than any old school soft side suitcases I've seen, and it's designed to be lighter than others on the market. Soft side comes in four of the best selling sizes in tried and true colors. There is something for everyone in the lineup. Two carry-on sizes, two check sizes, four colors, black, blue, pink, gray, made from high-stretch nylon. This bag is tear-resistant as well as weather-resistant. You can spill a little coffee on the gray one, and let me tell you, it will still hold up. The bag is soft and not sensitive, super durable, flexible, and expandable. Bonus points for the compression pad system that helps you pack it all in, and the anti-tipping mechanism that holds the bag steady while expanding. Both of which are proprietary to Away. I'm going to tell you right now, soft side suitcases, I have a lot of hard suitcases. Soft side suitcases, though, I feel like allow you to pack more in. You can, like, keep stuff, especially when you travel for, like, longer days or you want to have a bunch of different looks. So having this option with Away is muy bueno. You got to check out the new soft side luggage from Away. Head over to awaytravel.com and use code SK,
SK
to save 15% on any Away suitcase. That's awaytravel.com, code SK,
SK
to save 15% on any Away suitcase. Offer ends on December 31st, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
15%, that's good.
Right? That's a good. I got to go in and jump on that. But yeah, now having a little bit more information, I don't judge Cam as harshly because I definitely thought that the kids were not in his household. I don't know if they live there 100% of the time, 50% of the time. Regardless, though, I do think a lot of kids, if both of their parents are healthy and sane, don't want to have to split their time.
For sure. For sure. Speaking of Dr. Bryant, let's hear her talk to Nick Alice Cannon about a similar situation.
But you're speaking from even your experience, which makes it better. Because your experience of these women is that they fall short for a jet and a good meal and a good man who says he goes
and
to church.
And some strong hands.
A high and let me go further, and probably a big penis. But okay,
you said it,
so
me.
Let me go. But a high, but again, a high functioning, I'm not even talking about value, a high functioning woman who's done the work.
This.
Who's
explain
done
this.
The work.
I'm trying to hear what this that, high functioning woman
not,
is.
But a high functioning woman, you cannot send a jet and be toxic, and she will go on the
she
test.
Don't know I'm toxic yet.
A high-functioning woman wouldn't even attract you, baby, because it's law of attraction. Stick with me. Just stick with me.
Please explain
Nick,
this
Nick, regulate your
woman.
Emotions
I'm
and
listening.
Stick with me. Regulate
with
your
you.
Emotions
I'm
and stick with
to hear
me.
You.
Listen, what is law of attraction? We attract
who
we
are.
Despite who we think we are.
Absolutely.
Think we are.
Absolutely.
Okay, so a high-functioning woman is not going to attract by default. By her calibration, she's not attracting a man
this
who is, listen, not who is not perfect. The man has got all kinds of mess. So does she.
So does she.
But when it comes to the level of her calibration and functioning and mental health and doing the work, she's going to attract that at which she is, that at what she leads with. So let me say this. Do I get on private jets that I pay for myself? Absolutely. Have I had a man do
shit,
a wonderful, beautiful things for me? Absolutely. Have I had rocks and this and caught off weddings? Of course. But let me say this. Prior to me doing the work and being a high-functioning woman, I attracted low-functioning men. Hold
so
on.
You're saying you're
because
a high-functioning woman
finish.
Who attracted
no,
low-functioning men?
No, that's not what
men.
I said. I said prior to me doing the work and becoming a high-functioning woman, my low-functioning self attracted low-functioning men. Hold on. That, you know why I attracted them? Because I needed low-functioning to feed low-functioning. Okay, hold on. A low-functioning man cannot feed a high-functioning woman, and a low-functioning woman can't feed a high-functioning man. And so what I'm telling you is there is no equally yoke there.
if a high functioning woman is a gallon.
Okay.
Okay. And a low functioning human being. Let's just go human being. Not even man.
Now
and
she
woman.
Got props.
We got props. This is the high functioning person.
This is the high functioning woman right here.
Just a person. Let's just.
This is not the clip I wanted to play.
Oh, that's the clip I watched.
Yo, hold on. There's another one that was more.
Why are you looking for it? Somebody asked, what's the difference between having kids with one woman versus multiple women? I will say this. I think if it's a healthy household and it's a daddy and a mama and they together, being able to see love reflected through your parents to each other has more of an impact than people actually acknowledge.
Subconscious.
Yes. And if there is any type of toxicity between any of, and I'm not saying that's what Cam has, any type of toxicity between Cam and any of his previous baby mothers, that is also has an effect regardless of whether or not you want it to. So I think there is something beautiful at seeing a mother and a father or parents, however the situation is, both working at the common goal of their children being happy and safe. And it has a long-term effect on the child that it's hard to pull off when you got multiple kids by multiple people. It's just not, to me. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Let's try this one, Angel.
I'm comfortable with my abandonment.
Because you are in your dysfunctional norm that you become comfortable
but
with.
But it's worked. It's become a superpower.
But you've learned to survive in it. You're not thriving in that. There's not a that's not thriving. You're surviving in that.
Okay.
And so anytime you are surviving and not thriving, there is no cape. There is no superpower. There's no superpower in a lack of mental health. And there's no superpower.
But it's worked for me. Like you said, I mean, you
know why it worked
read
for you?
Me well.
You know
like,
why it worked for you? Why? You know why it worked for you? I'm going to go there, and it's probably going to be, okay.
Go ahead.
This and this is with all.
We got 2 minutes left in our first session.
With all due respect, seriously, to all the women that you've encountered, ladies, I'm saying this. The reason why it's worked for you is because you have chosen and to prey on low-functioning women who don't have the emotional intelligence. No, I'm going there. Who will allow you to do that, Nick? And when I say allow, it's not a control thing. When I say allow, I'm not saying that she sits across you and says, this is what you won't do. You're crossing a boundary. Nick.
I disagree.
Yes.
This is why I disagree. I mean, one, because
you going to make sure? But you got to go in protection mode, too.
Because you could say all the high value women that I've ever
experienced.
Wait,
but I didn't say high value.
Well, okay, I'm giving compliments. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, wait a minute.
For the people who are even, you know, of them being, because first of all, we are.
Nick, low functioning women will allow you to function low with them. Nick, you could not function that low.
So this is,
Nick,
everyone's low functioning at some point in their life.
You could not function low with a woman of my functioning. Not because I'm superior. Not because I'm superior. Listen to them. Let me say this really quick. Not because I'm superior to any other woman, but because I do have leverage. I've been in my field for 17 years, so we get that. But I've done the work, meaning you won't have an opportunity to get hostile with me, and you may want to flee, but fleeing would not get you a payoff with me.
Wait
a
minute. I'm not the hostile individual.
This is what you, that's my point. Did you hear what you just said? We said the same thing. You would never have the opportunity to get hostile with me.
Yeah, because I control myself.
Hold on. Okay.
I have full control of my, but in your sense, because that's what I'm saying, because even only reason I say what I disagree, because at some point we've all been low functioning.
Yes.
And we have to accept that.
Yes.
So to Absolutely. Label that, it's like, all right, well, at some point everybody's going to be in their low state. Everybody's going to be vulnerable. Everybody's going to feel empty.
But
everybody's going to yearn something.
And
when it comes to relationships, the beauty of a great relationship is when I'm weak, you are strong. So therefore, I have dealt with some people that balance me and are equally yoked. And at times, have I been manipulative and prey on certain things?
Yeah,
that's because I'm a man.
Right.
And
but not all men do that. We don't want to blanket all men.
I'm a man, and
all
I was taking
men do
advantage.
Not prey and manipulate. Not all men.
First of all humans prey and manipulate, but in a man in a relationship,
not in a praying way.
If I see that I can say, okay, I feel like I need this and this person has this, I'm going to do and say whatever I need to do to get that.
But Nick, again, law of attraction.
Yeah.
We attract who we are despite of who we think we are. You used the word, you said women who are equally yoked to you.
Yeah.
Equally yoked comes in many different facets.
100% balance, if anything.
They have been equally yoked to your low functioning dysfunction that you have learned to survive in.
Because I use my tools to, because first of all, let's you're acting as if I'm entering every scenario with the full me, and we all, every time someone meets someone, you're meeting their representative. I know how to turn on the perfect man.
Depending on the person,
I may have manipulated a situation, and therefore, so it's to no discredit to anyone else,
but
I've come into every situation. I can be God-fearing, celibate, the one that you want. I can tell you everything that you want in a man and show you that. I can open the doors, lay down the cloak, send the jet, do it all to be like, oh, my goodness. And then toxic Nick shows up, and you're like, this motherfucker got me.
He gave me the draws,
and I ain't heard from him in 3 weeks.
What you said is perfect. No, what you said is perfect, because you named all of the low-functioning, superficial things that a low-functioning woman would fall into.
Church! Women, that ain't low-functioning!
Baby, any woman, any woman or man,
or the mosque, any person,
any person who's done the work, who gained a sense of self, who's worked on their pain pockets, who's worked on their trauma,
are still going to be vulnerable.
They're going to be vulnerable. They're going to be vulnerable, and late at night when you're sleeping alone, you go,
I wish I had a strong man.
They're
going to
be imperfect, but that person would want a strong, healthy, functioning man, not a low-functioning man.
A nigga with some good hands.
Not a low-functioning man, no. That's what I'm saying, but is the difference. But
every woman, you can't, Doc, you can't sit here and say that.
But you're speaking from your experience, which makes it better.
I'm saying,
because your experience of these women is that they fall short for a jet and a good meal and a good man who says he goes to church.
And some strong hands.
And let me go further, and probably a big penis.
We heard all this.
Okay, then she goes in. What do you mean by strong hands?
I was wondering that too. I was like, what am I missing?
Have you noticed, and I want to hear your thoughts, she slides them compliments in to him and Cam, and they're like, you're probably a big penis. You said it. You're probably a great father. It's a great way to
it's a compliment sandwich.
Neutralize them.
Yeah.
They just heard that thing also. I just want to hear your thoughts. That's the clip I thought I put in there, but you know, sometimes you go to copy, you paste the wrong one.
Yeah, I was waiting for the manipulator part, and I was like, okay, we'll just insinuate.
She should have been like, you said it.
go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts.
One of the things that I love that she said has nothing actually to do with who he is as a person in this situation, but she said, regulate your emotions and listen.
Your emotions and listen.
Oh,
he didn't do it though.
He couldn't. It's so funny. I had a conversation, a 2-hour conversation with my biological father yesterday. And when I tell you, I wish I would have had that term. He would have been like, my emotions is fine. But it is... It is crazy to hear and watch. Like, it's clear to us, the viewer, I think, to most viewers, that he is trying his best to play off his frustration in it, this kind of jovial, juvenile way, and throwing out things that are like, he's like, oh, you got props now. Knowing her words are actually like pissing him off, and he can't just be honest about that and vulnerable with, I don't agree and I don't like what you're saying. Just being like, I don't like what you're saying about me. I don't agree. It's actually hurting my feelings, which is causing me to be pissed off at you. But instead, he's just like, somebody said it was getting him more and more and more and more agitated. I don't know the women that Nick Cannon, I do know one. I don't know majority of the women that Nick Cannon has made these babies with. However, I do believe that even if she used a different term, the sentiment would be the same. These women were not actually tricked into believing that he was going to be there. I think by the third time you see there's a pattern.
Yeah.
And you decide if you want to add yourself to the pattern or not. You know what I'm saying? And I think there is a characteristic of a woman. I don't know what word I would use. She used low functioning for a woman who is willing to put herself in to that pattern. I'll give grace, obviously, to Mariah. She was the first.
Yeah.
She married that man. I'm hoping thinking that it was going to last.
They got Morocco and that other baby.
Yes. I give grace to the second one of thinking, okay, it didn't work out with her, but maybe me and you can have something. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the third one.
Maybe the third?
Maybe.
Possible. Two of the possible?
Yeah, depending on how soon that she had a baby by him. Mm-hmm. All the rest, though, you have set a standard for yourself that you said, this is enough for me.
Yeah.
And so characterize it however you want to. I'm not going to put them as low functioning, but they in a group together.
That's a wild phrase to
low vibrational food. It reminds you of that food. I would never eat that food on that plate. That's low vibration.
That's low vibration.
My food on the plate is the same exact food. Crazy. I just don't have it as much, but we got it from the same thing. And this is your event, by the way.
Yes, low functioning. But
I don't like those terms either, but I do like you attract what you are, not what you think you are.
Yes.
It's just the low functioning is, you know, I don't know what people mean by that.
I was trying to look it up and.
Oh, it's made up by the niggas.
Yeah, I was going to say, then medical terms came out. I was like,
that's
no,
a nigga made
that's
up.
Not,
no,
low functional, low vibrational, high vibrational, high func. That's it's all nigga terms.
Yeah, they
on Urban Dictionary.
Big nigga terms.
Big nigga terms.
That's that nigga DSM.
Oh, yeah, five. Low vibrational. What vibrations are we talking about?
Nah. How many mothers of his children does he have?
He got her. He got.
I know he got. I know he got one on Selling Sunset.
He do. He got a gaggle. He do now.
And he
got
to be five plus, I believe.
How many baby mama?
It's a running joke and wilding out.
Nick Cannon have. He has 12 kids by six.
Yo. Wow. Yowza. And I know all them kids don't live with him. That much I do know.
No, they live with their mamas. Definitely.
Yeah, got to. Here's what I want to say that I thought was interesting. Nick was saying the worst things about himself and positioning it as a positive. I was like, do you, maybe the when you say the word, they supposed to come around and hear and then brain adjust. Because he was like, I'm manipulative. If you need a church boy, I'm a church boy. If you need a jet, I fly the jet. Whatever I need to get, whatever I need out of you, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be toxic. I was like, now, you said that may be true. Mm-hmm. And if that were true about me, I don't think I would say it in defense of myself. I think I'd be like, we all have a representative, and I don't think people mean that. Mm-hmm. I think they mean if we meet somebody in a bar, we put our best foot forward, and then as you get closer to them, you reveal who you are. Not I say, okay, I'm going to date you, and you were HBCU, so I'm going to tell you I went to an HBCU, and you like anime, so I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, that manipulation was the word.
I think that's where low functioning definitely is a very accurate description.
I'm going to send the jet. Ooh, I've never flying on a jet.
And the reason why I feel like that, it is accurate to him, is because he is believing that this is the level in which he should operate in.
Yes.
He said, they don't know I'm toxic yet. That is manipulative.
Yeah. And he's like, what I mean by, he said, I'm a man, as if that excuses the behavior, as if he should not rise above that behavior because of his gender. Above.
Yes.
I fly above all the haters. Actually, shout out to Candy. I was looking at this thing that showed all the songs that she wrote, and I said, "Now go on, Candy.
You got a pen.
Go on, Candy. You be writing all the words, and I'm here for it."
She wrote them down,
all of them.
And that person sang it.
And they said, "I don't want no scrubs, Nick." But he's not a scrub because he got a passenger. He ain't hanging out the passenger side. He's in a private plane.
Scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly, but he's also known as a buster.
But for him to believe that because he's a man, that this is the level in which he must operate in is insane to me. One, at this point in time, you should already know people. You don't even have to be manipulative. People know when they enter a situation with you what they are going to get. Some are signing up. To be
they're
baby
okay
mama number
with
seven.
That.
So it's just like, why be a wolf in sheep's clothing?
You can be a wolf in wolf's clothing. And they'll be like, pregnant me.
Yes.
I know what's happening.
Right.
I agree.
I am a wolf too. I just need to have some cubs by you. So the fact that he feels as though that is a necessary behavior to have in order to get what he wants out of someone, to me, that is low functioning because that is not actually the truth. You don't have to be manipulative to get what you want out of someone. You can be actually honest about your intention, about your desires, and then see if that person consents to to that outright.
1,000%. And people, we talked about this when we talked about gold diggers, and I think it applies. Often women of a certain age, ilk, and desire know exactly what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
And they know what they're going for. You don't have to pretend to be anything to any of them.
Yeah.
They'll be like, mm-hmm. I got the BBL. You got the money. Give me the baby, the child support me. Put me up in a condo in Miami. Whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And I think I just thought it was interesting that he said the things about himself, you know, that I thought I would not probably say, even if it were true.
I'm telling you, he is aware. That's what makes it so sad. There are men who are fully ignorant of their actions and stupidity. Like they can't, you could shine the sun on their actions and they still wouldn't be able to see it. You're just like, I have spotlighted it for you. And they're like, hey.
Where?
He's huh?
I don't see this at all.
Nick can see his actions for what they are, but yet he's still agreeing to do them. And it's just like, at some point in time, you would hope at, when you grow, and like she keeps saying, doing the work, that you would want to hold yourself to a higher standard of behavior because that's a part of growth. I could be trash, but my desire to not be trash overrides the easiness of being trash. And he's like, no desire to be better. I'm going to be trash. So, again, I'm not going to describe those women as low functioning. However, there is definitely an adjective. Don't know what it is that describes all of them. And this is another reason why I'm not going to fully describe it as that. I don't know what these women saw growing up that made them feel like this was a more desirable situation than any other.
Yeah.
So some people might have grown up with a very toxic two-parent household.
Yep.
Where they struggled financially, where the one parent was absent even though they were there.
Yep.
And for them, they might be like, actually, this, because the thought of having a functional two-parent household seems so unrealistic, this is the best chance I can give my child to having, you know, me be there because I ain't got to work. Because dad is paying for everything. Our home is stable because, again, dad has paid for everything. And you will at least get to see him.
I'm not going to be broke and weak, and you're not going to be hungry.
So that's one reason why I won't consider them low functioning. I just think they might have a skewed perspective of the world, as we all do, but have not seen how other things could be beneficial for them.
I'm going to go as lightly as I can over these words.
Yeah, you know, because I could be like, but I don't know how I would have had to have grown up in order for that to be attractive. Money is attractive to me. Absolutely.
For sure.
As someone who has worked very hard, still working hard, sometimes, I would give Marcus permission, get us a sugar mama. Get some shriveled up woman, make her day, and have her take care of all of us. I could understand how that could be attractive. However, there's so many other things that I want that would not be enough for me to just be like, F everything else. This is enough.
Yeah.
But also, when it comes to money and being taken care of, I am so glad that I found Policy Genius because my babies will be taken care of regardless. You understand? And so will my husband. If something happens to me, unfortunate and... Listen, God decides it's time for me to go, right? So I decided to plan ahead with Policy Genius because planning ahead is crucial in life, especially when it comes to what happens when you're gone. Getting life insurance may sound daunting, but Policy Genius makes the process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I use Policy Genius. Thank you, Josh. I use Policy Genius to get my life insurance policy because I'm telling you, Getting life insurance can be daunting, but not with Policy Genius. They made it so easy to the point that I use Policy Genius, my husband used Policy Genius, and my mom, because I recommend this even when we ain't filming the podcast. That's how good it is. Policy Genius technology lets you compare quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Now, let me tell you a couple of things of why you should trust it. It's the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Since they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, their advice is unbiased. Join thousands of happy Policy Genius customers who have left 5-star reviews. And let me tell you how I made sure they were right. I went outside of them and looked at one more company. Their price was so terrible. I said, Policy Genius, you were telling me the truth. I don't know why I didn't trust you. So I'm telling y'all, so, and y'all can trust me because I ain't over here lying to y'all.
You ain't, Angel, and you never would.
Okay, and I'm telling you, if anything happens to me, my kids and my husband are set. You understand they're going to be all right without having to be with Nick Cannon. So it's never too late to plan ahead. Head to PolicyGenius.com or click on the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's PolicyGenius.com. You better sing nigga.
Moving on to lighter notes. Friend of the pod, Keith Anderson Lee. Don't know Keith's middle name, just threw Anderson in. Has turn DC on its head. Did you see the video?
There's another. I've been watching his videos, but I didn't know he turned on head. I know he went to the Ethiopian restaurant and
First of all, Ethiopian food goes crazy. I've been to a place in little Ethiopia.
I did too.
I had a great time. Let's listen to this because this has a timeline going crazy.
I know we only posted about 3 spots from Washington, but we went to about 12, and we made a decision as a family and as a team, and also a personal decision to not post most of them. So out of those 12, I probably only got like 1 or 2 more that I'm gonna post. And the reason for that, a lot of those videos, in my opinion, aren't constructive at all. And before the narrative start, I'm gonna show a few clips of the places that we did go to. And again, I don't think
DMV, not just DC.
Correct.
He was in the DMV
he
area.
He was in the DMV,
which does not include Baltimore.
Correct.
Where they eat pickled onions whole.
They're
constructive. So for privacy at a restaurant that we went to, I'm not going to say what restaurant it is. I'm going to just show you a little bit of our personal experience. It's the whiten with the sweet potatoes and mac and cheese. Unfortunately, I won't be trying any of it. As always, I ain't trying to be rude. I'm just be honest. The smell of this, insane. This perforated the whole car immediately. So much so that my family went back in and asked if they fried it in the same grease that they did the shellfish. And come to find out, they do. And it smelled like it. It smelled like shellfish. It smells like frozen fish. It smells like fish.
The funny thing about this is my grandma used to fry everything in that grease.
The same grease.
Everything tastes like chicken, fish, and fries.
Yeah, there you go. You can have catfish. It tastes like chicken wings. Yeah.
That grease used to be black before we would switch it out. Nowadays, God is blessed. We use the grease 1 or 2 times. Matter of fact, one time, I ain't going to hold y'all. Or a fried daddy. We drain every time. Growing up in El Paso, that doggone pot was in that top right corner.
Yeah, until with the something grease in it.
It would take longer and longer to warm up every time. Got to burn through all that crackle on the bottom.
The crackle.
Bottom row.
Yeah.
Everything tastes the same.
It smells almost unedible, in my opinion. I don't want to smoke. The entire customer service experience, in my opinion and in my family's opinion, was completely unprofessional. It said on the IG that they opened at 1 o'clock. The truck didn't open up until 2:15. It took about 45 minutes. When they went back to go get the food, they saw her preparing it. No gloves, no washing hands, grabbing money, grabbing strawberries, grabbing fruity pebbles, and putting it on top of her food.
Fruity pebbles?
I don't even know what that
is. Kellogg's out of this, man.
What's that go with? No reason that's
the reason there's no food in my hand is because a lot of the restaurants we've been recommended since we've been here look like this.
Y'all got to go to his TikTok to see the pictures. It ain't that much.
And I'm not the target audience just based on the pictures.
We're here.
So it goes on like that. The majority of my timeline on Twitter is talking about this. One thing Keith said later in the video, he was like, y'all get mad at me for not going to the right places. I go to the places where people recommend.
That's right.
I spend 10, 12 hours in this van every day driving all up and down. I spend hours doing that. It's not my fault.
Right.
If I'm going where y'all recommend. Then I seen a lot of critiques like, well, he should go to like this one person that had a lot of clicks, Japanese places, El Salvadorian places, Ethiopian places. them things ain't getting recommended like that.
Right.
When people recommend, they gonna recommend the places they like, they go to. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm not saying they're not getting recommended at all. I'm saying they're not gonna be the names you hear. If I was coming to LA for the first time, I said, hey, what's LA? You know what they're gonna say? You need to go to Roscoe's. You need to go to Mr. Chow's. Whatever the most famous place is, is gonna be the one that's recommended. Now, when you live in LA, you're gonna be like, man, you don't go to Roscoe's, ain't really chicken like that.
Right.
We just go. It's like Chicago and Giordano's. Yeah. Like, no matter what you do, that's what's gonna be recommended.
Diabolical.
Now,
if
you, huh?
Gio's was a diabolical experience.
We went to Giordano's and Portillo's in the last trip. Oh! Yeah. Oh! Oh! But people in Chicago be like, our homegirl Sharice is like, you need to go to Italian Fiesta or whatever. But my point is, if you ask the masses are going to reproduce those answers.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, pack your own food when you come to LA.
Now, the funny thing about this is I realize in D.C. I've only had great experiences with food, but I go to the same curry out place every time. I usually stay in the same part of the city.
You about to say curry.
Yeah, it is. Curry out. That's how they pronounce it.
This is a curry out.
I found this place maybe three D.C. trips ago. I promise you, I stay in the same place. I always stay kind of near the White House, near where the theaters be.
Say what up to Joe.
Say what up to Joe. shout out for giving homegirls loan. I walk about 20 miles. Matter of fact, when we was in D.C. the last time, I went there. Mm-hmm. Got me some chicken wings, some fried rice, some mumbo sauce. They don't have no chairs in the restaurant. I went out, bulletproof glass.
Right, there you go.
I got my food. I went outside. I sat on a bench.
Yeah.
I smashed that food right then and there. Mm-hmm. Toss it in the trash and walk back to my hotel. Can't tell you the name of that spot. I just know where it is and how to get there. And then we usually go to restaurants after shows, you know, but Keith doesn't go inside. He gets carry out.
Yes.
So anyway, I didn't know. A lot of people in the DMV was like, yo, I ain't gonna hold you. I lived here the last 10, 12 years, lived all my life. Outside of brunch, a lot of common thing I started seeing, which was not my experience, outside of brunch and curry out, D.C. don't really have no food like that. And I was like, D.C., one of my favorite food cities. We having totally different experiences. Uh-huh. But I also don't. He tends to go to a small mom and pop.
To be able to help them with the Keith Lee effect, which I think is admirable. Mm-hmm. And I look, when he asks for recommendations, I look. People are recommending a lot of the same places over and over
again. Yes.
In those other places that he ends up visiting, because he is allowing his followers, the people who have either lived or currently live in those places, to recommend where he goes.
Yes.
So he's trusting that they aren't sending him to a place that he would disdain.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he does, at least he didn't trash the places.
1,000%. Real quick thing. When I ask for anime recommendations, I get the same names all the time.
Yeah.
And it's usually the same type of show. It's like it's called Shonen. It's usually like a 10th or 11th grader with powers fighting and killing and stuff.
Yeah.
When you ask the masses, they gonna recommend One Piece, Bleach, you know, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen all the time. If you want to go somewhere else, you're gonna be, Angel, what do you like?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to find a small person and they're gonna have to say it. But Keith is a man of the people. That's what the people be saying. And then the people get mad when the people that get recommended don't be good. And he also said he don't drink. And a lot, if you don't drink, I be drinking. Mm-hmm. So the food tastes good to me.
My tongue is numb. Everything's delicious. Listen,
at most places, they bring you the drink before they bring the food. Yeah. Everything tastes a good to me.
Everything tastes a good to me. Yeah.
So, but I think it's so frustrating. It's got to be so frustrating for him to listen to the people, and then y'all get mad at him when the people are recommending it to him. It's like no matter what he does, outside of say everything is good, he's in trouble. Now, if you were a restaurant at DC and he did show yours, that's like doubly good.
Yeah.
Because if 12 were off and yours even made it.
Yeah.
Can you know how bad it got to be for Keith to be like, it's just nothing good will come
up.
We went
to all these and y'all getting three. That's all you get. Somebody said in the comments in the Patreon chat that he's got to change his approach. And I think they might be right. Like, I know he's a man of the people, But I also know his intention is to bless these restaurants and not waste his family's time. He don't want to be having stuff that's about to give him put him in anaphylactic shock because they didn't cook the damn fish in a different oil. That is a waste of his time and everybody else's. So I'm not sure what the approach would have to be. Like, I don't know if it has to be a food expert in that city that is the one that's like giving him a list of listen, because somebody was like, if he did his research, there's only so much research he can do. Restaurants don't put the worst pictures of their food up.
That the picture, somebody on Twitter found the pictures that was on the restaurant's website. It looked like they took, you know how like at Costco or your like Ralph's or whatever, your local grocery store, they have like the shrimp cocktail in the freezer, I mean the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And like they got that and just threw that on some macaroni.
There you go. Yeah.
You know what I realized though about Keith that's different than me, and I didn't even realize this till him. And I hope, I don't hope. I like that I can still go to restaurants and eat. So much of it is about the full experience. Mm-hmm. Carry out, and now his carry out is right outside. So your food should still ordering my food and putting in a plate should be there. But a lot of restaurants, it is part of the whole experience. Yeah. But for the restaurants he's going to and the market he's going to, your carryout got to be, it got to be on point.
It makes me think about what's good and how we had to lie many a time. Yes.
When?
Many a time.
Angel, when?
I wouldn't say lie. I would say we highlighted what was good.
We definitely tried, but it wasn't, we weren't telling full truths on something. There was a waffle I had that might as well have been sinking sand. You understand me? I was like, what is this texture in my mouth? So I had to talk about something else besides the texture, even though that's what was screaming at me.
What?
Screaming at me loud. Like, you like your waffles when they tear up the roof of your mouth, don't you? You like it when it just dissolves into just freaking glass.
I never lied, but when it was the dish was nasty, I would say, but this chicken is chicken-y. But there was some times where I was like, yeah, I appreciate y'all. Amen, God. Amen. There was a restaurant where we was just like, whoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
The show called What's Good. Now,
nothing not here.
Got to be able to say at least one thing is good.
Nothing here. So with Keith Lee, he is like,
he ain't going
to
do it.
He's not going to do it. He's not going to air it. We didn't already spent the money. So we got to air it because we need the content. Oh, yeah. But our desire not to tear down a black business is higher than our desire to give you a fully transparent. You're right. We never lied. We just didn't always tell full truths.
I can be honest. We did not lie, but there was more than one occasion.
Yeah, where we had to like really decide very distinctively what we wanted to highlight in order to tell the truth and not tear down.
No. Listen, because these restaurants were opening up their restaurant to us, and listen, you know, I know Food Network, they come in probably on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during your lightest times. We was going to these places on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we were appreciative.
Yeah.
And our goal was to highlight. We should be like, what's good? Highlights.
Yeah.
Because we don't want, and then this their life's work. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to, you know, there was one place that I don't want to say.
What spot was it, Kev?
But they had made a dessert. I said, I don't want you to make nothing sweet. I don't want you. I don't think you were at this one.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you were. I don't know. I didn't want to get
you. You have to tell me which one it was.
But I ate that thing that they sold, and I said, don't you put that in nobody's hands.
No, don't you?
Don't you put? Want you to go back to your email and you go into your your Wix or your Squarespace and you delete that.
Take it off the menu because it's not what we want no more. Yeah. So with Keith trying to make sure that his opinion is always respected.
Yep.
Because there are people who love to give you the negative and thrive off of that, actually. Thrive off the negative opinion or thrive off the assumption of the negative. Keith does not want to do that, and I can understand. I don't think, somebody said they still like, they think his approach works fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works fine if you've spent all this time and you can't highlight only three restaurants.
No.
To me, that sounds like something is broken in the system. I feel for him because I know his heart is pure. He really wants to be able to bless restaurants that make good food. That yeah. just could use the type of marketing that Keith is able to provide. But if he's only getting recommendations from restaurants where they're cooking with their bare hands, touching money, rubbing their noses,
he has
and
video
ass.
Of that.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yes,
that person's a,
that's not opinion. That is
that's insane. That is
touching the money.
That is disgusting.
Money be in people's butt.
It
oh, wow. Titty sweat.
No, it does be underneath my titties.
Yeah, with strippers, you could tap it to a butt.
I went to a strip club.
Oh, tell us also, more about that after the break.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sure sports is. App with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you have to do is pick more or less than on 2 to 6 players, stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on daily action with your friends and become a part of Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000.
Wow.
Sign up today
and $1,000?
Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only one yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's? Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Thank Tyreek Hill. You think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week one?
I sure do on the receiving yards.
What about Aaron Jones run for more than 66.5 yards?
Aaron Jones can do it. I believe in him.
I think he's got it in him.
Well, listen, cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway, and you can also make more or less on 2024 season stats on Prize Picks. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks is available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Tell me about some of your personal experience, Josh, with Prize Picks.
Oh, I am just so glad that the NFL is back this weekend for the first week, I believe. I'm definitely going with the Caleb Williams because it's like you said, Angel. That's one of the specials that they're promoting. He only needs to throw one passing yard, and you can get that dub. And that's all September. Sign me up.
Sign me up. And you should sign up and download the Prize Picks app today and use code SK.
SK.
And get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code SK.
SK.
On Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
So, Angel, I'm curious. Speaking of football season, of these seven, who would you say is your top three quarterbacks to have a breakout season for the rookies? Got Spencer Ooh. Rattler, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or Caleb Williams?
I mean, Angel, she already touched Caleb. On the number one. There it is. The
Caleb
one
is already going to do it. Bo feel like it's going to be great for him, too. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're just going to have a good time. Good time this season. 2024 for Bo. Caleb, yeah, he's going to tear it up. He's going to throw it. They're going to catch it. He's not going to get sacked because his offensive linemen are just really going to be like, hey, can't get through.
I actually do think he's going to have a great season. I was watching them on Hard Knocks. The Bears are the team for Hard Knocks. He looks good.
He actually got an O-line, too.
He got an O-line. They done paid that receiver, they gave him big money. I can't think of his name at the moment. They got Keenan Allen over there. They're going to be all right.
I was an offensive lineman when I played powder puff football in high school. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, not Justin Jefferson. He plays for the DJ Moore. Thank you, Ashley. DJ Moore. He just got paid. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about this thing. Which is Judge Mathis getting divorced after 40 American years.
I guess he rested his case.
Hey, get it, Josh. Get it, Josh.
Did it just pop into your head?
I think so, man. It might be my ADHD, but I'm going to take it.
I love it. You better run after it. I love it.
What do you think, Angel? 39 years, after 40 years of marriage, how old would you even be?
Me? Yeah. By the time I get to 40, 67.
Ooh. I mean, come on.
I ain't going nowhere.
Starting over then? Or you just want a break?
He would have to cold cock me and like just straight up punch me dead in my face for me to be like, I'm out. I'm not going nowhere.
Man.
There's just 40 years.
I would be 61. It's over, baby.
I'm not getting back out.
I
want
to ride off into the. What you want me to do?
I'm not about to go chase down Nick Cannon after this happens. No. It's to be like, put me on a private jet. I'm by myself now. Give me your strong. Are your hands still strong? I don't even know what that means no more. I'd be like, Cam, I can't make no more kids, but you can adopt the four that I already had.
Man, I can't imagine. Now I heard he just retired from judging the judge show, or they retired him. I don't know which way it went. But a lot of times after long marriages, people retire. They be like, I don't like you anymore. Like, will you be at the house?
Still here?
Yeah, and it can be either way. She could be like, now we had a good thing going when you went to work 10 hours of the day most of the time.
Yeah.
Now you all up in the house all the time.
I got to spend time with you? Yuck. Yeah, 40 years. That's, you know, when I see those long marriages, I'd be wondering how many years ago they needed the divorce.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm like, it can't have just appeared at 39.
You're 38. They're like, man, it ain't going good.
Yeah, it feel like that had to been 20 years ago. They've been like, just if we could just hold on for two more seconds. I can't imagine at 39, something happened then. And one of them was like, hell no.
Can't do it.
I'm gone.
Get them out of here.
No.
I can't imagine, Angel.
That just, ah. 17 years in, I'm already like, I have been too deep.
Listen, I know your mom. Melissa's mom is staying with us right now. I came down with my shirt off.
Is Mary here?
Yes. Hey, Mary.
I said, hey.
Me and Mary was taking Melissa's braids down last night.
Her braids were looking good.
And that's marriage. Yeah. Have you ever greased her scalp?
Listen, Miss Margaret was in the delivery room when I was pregnant, getting ready to have Amar. She saw me butthole naked.
My God.
What?
Booty butthole.
To the wind?
That's recent, too.
Rooted to the tuna?
Yes. All of my, everything her son see, she saw.
She saw your chocha?
Chocha. I was just, oh, she's like, you're doing good, Angel. You're doing good. Big fat titties swinging, areolas just the size of dinner plates.
Why were you butt naked in the, don't they have a gown?
Well, I got in the shower to help reduce some of the pain for my contractions, uh-huh. And I'm not about to be in the shower in a gown.
Oh, that's she true. Was in there like going in there?
Yeah, she, all right, you're doing good. You're doing good.
I think at some point when y'all are like together for a long time, the who is my birth child, they just, you of them is just my children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think Angel ain't Marcus's wife. That's my baby, Angel.
Yes.
She's in contractions. We got to do what we got to do.
100%.
Like, I know Melissa's mom and dad and my parents as well. If anything were to happen and we were like, we got to move in, then we moving in. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, things went terribly. The whole business went tits up.
Tits up.
Whole thing is bad. Let me move into your basement. But no, nah, listen, Melissa. I don't think my mom. She wouldn't have. She didn't. I don't. We weren't that close.
Excuse me. What are you saying?
Just, I don't think we were ever close that she would have seen Melissa rooted to the tutor.
Oh yeah, no. Well, first of all, if I'm your daughter-in-law. And you're my mother-in-law. You're gonna end up seeing me naked at some point in time. You're gonna end up seeing my titties.
Why?
One, I breastfeed.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
Different.
Okay. Two, yeah. If you want to come see your child, your grandchild being born, I'm not about to have decorum when I'm in pain. You're gonna see
it. People's in-laws usually in the birthing room?
They can sometimes.
Was she in there for baby Marcus?
She's never been in town any other time I've been in labor.
Got it.
So this was the first time, and we were like, "Come on in,
come on in."
So she saw my mucus plug when it fell in the toilet.
What is that? Oh, the little stopper of the tub. The little.
of my vagina to the baby. Yeah, it fell out in the plug. Toilet. Yeah, it's called a mucus plug, and it's the start of the kind of the start of early labor.
Is a water break behind that?
My water didn't break until sometime the next day. Like it took some time.
But I thought water break is the beginning.
No, mucus plug is a little glob.
MP go.
It's like a glob of snot. Mm. It looks disgusting. It fell out in the toilet.
Oh.
And I said, what is that?
Wait, did you go to the bathroom and then it was in there with the pee?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mama, talking to Miss Margaret, come, is this?
Where was Dorothy May?
She was at her house. Miss Margaret was visiting us.
Got it.
I said, I think. And she said, okay, we're going to rub your feet.
Yes, I have kids, LaToya. Melissa had C-sections. I didn't see no mucus plug.
It makes the situation, the experience.
Yeah,
different.
Melissa had C-sections. I ain't no doggone doula. I'm just a nigga who was there.
Kev, I ain't seen no Dr. mucus Bryant, plug. Man.
We had C-sections. Melissa didn't even have no water break.
Yeah, so no, if I'm your daughter-in-law, there's a good chance you're going to see more of me than what you expected. You just... And you're going to love me. You know why? Because I love you.
That's how I show love.
This is what's going to happen. Because let me tell you, if my mother-in-law get old to the point that we have to take care of her, I'm going to wash her ass. I'm not going to be like, Marcus, that's your mother's butt. I'm going to be like, I'm just like if my mama got sick and I had to, I'm going to wash your ass. Nurses do it.
They do.
And I love you more than a damn nurse.
I love you too. And now, I'm going to hand over that. What is it, hourly for the traveling nurse? Come on in here.
I can get it because you are of a different gender than your mother-in-law.
Yeah, I just, hey man, I can't. Thank you.
My mother-in-law got the same types of parts that I do, and she ain't got nothing I ain't seen before.
Yo, but parents love saying that. You ain't got nothing I ain't seen
she
before.
Ain't.
Get over here.
She
get
ain't.
Naked.
Those she good ain't. Living homes be like $5,000 a month, though.
Kev on stage, meet and greets in Tupelo, Mississippi. No show attached.
Why is it always Tupelo, man?
Man, I got to go to Tupelo where the people be in Tupelo.
Listen, where they would never see you at, you're going to see me now.
Meet and greets this Wednesday at Bojangles parking lot. Picture Kev with a box of chicken. First person buy him a box, get a picture. The rest of y'all, $10 a person.
Okay. Bring a Bowberry one for free pictures for the whole family.
Period.
Kev on stage at the carry out on I-95.
Come on.
And I'm going to do my shows at Bucky's.
No, what you going to do is you're going to be washing your daddy. You're going to be like, come on.
I ain't rolling them balls up.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Stop touching
and
it.
And it's going to be great in your set. So I was washing my dad's balls. And you know what?
See, his Robin Armstrong always lives in Tupelo.
She said she drives
Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, baby. Right up to the tide. Roll that good tide, baby. We're going to be at Bryant Denny Stadium doing meet and greets with the coach who used to be at Utah.
As much as you hate meet and greets, you washing balls.
I'll do a meet and greet every day. I'll be at your child's school. We're going to be at Lotus Flower Middle School. Like, Savannah, Georgia, meet and greet in the pickup line. I'm going to put your baby in the car.
Would you want your kids, if your kids didn't make as much money as Kev on stage and y'all hit hard times and you could not take care of yourself, would you not be like, Zay, please help me? Or you'd be like, just let me sit in my
place. I already told them, I'm going in your house.
Exactly.
And you better clean, and I better not be soiled.
Exactly.
I grew up in a house with mom, grandma, great-grandma. By the grace of God, my grandma was always able to wipe her own butt. But if it came to it, that's just what it was going to be. You know, and in El Paso, Hispanic families, they be multi-generational than a mug.
Absolutely.
So we
were
not living alone.
Brother, yeah. America is going to be like that.
Yes.
The amount of inflation, the cost of real estate, the amount of foreign investors who are buying up all the real estate, the amount of corporate, there's no way Zillow should be buying homes.
No.
And also putting out, and I always forget this term. When you say, come look at my house and tell me how much it's worth, starts with an A.
It is a appraisal.
Appraisal.
Woo!
And a company should not be in the appraisal business.
That correct. Owns the company that advertises the...
Dog, yeah. You saw they were buying whole neighborhoods to jack up the price.
Yeah.
An average person can't compete with that. And the wildest thing about it, The mortgage to rent ratio isn't that much different in a lot of places in America, but the qualifications to get a house is so much different.
Correct.
So most people can actually afford to buy a home in America.
It's cheaper to have a mortgage.
Yeah.
In most places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My house right now, if I didn't own it, I would pay at least a third more.
Oh, yeah.
In rent, if not double.
And somebody's eating off that.
Yes. And that's what's happening. People are buying up all the places, mm-hmm. and you raise the rent. This is from here to Dothan, Alabama.
See the shining sea.
See the shining sea. But no, my I'm prepared for my family to have to move in and the traveling nurse to come in wipe.
To wipe the traveling nurse to wipe you.
Just get the house next to you, man.
Well, you know what? If you have the money, by all means, have a professional to do it. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, if I got to...
I'll call you over, Angel, since you're so comfortable with other butts. Oh, what, my mom different than your mom and your mother-in-law?
Okay, I'll come over there and wash them. I'm going to tell you everything. Let me tell you about what's going on between the labia majora and minora. We need to get it checked out. Kevin, you would be like, get out.
Angel's like, here's a picture.
Let's move on. Your friend of the pod, Angel, fried chicken, was in some hot water. I don't know exactly what she did. Did she like a Trump post, a Project 2025 post? This is Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany Mahomes. She did something that people were like, you is Big MAGA, which I don't know why that was surprising. People be married to black people and be full on racist, not saying she is, but people, that's just who she's attracted to. And I believe Patrick Mahomes is mixed. So she saw the white in him.
Oh, absolutely.
And then was attracted to that.
The races love to procreate.
Oh, yeah. She said, I could cook here.
The blacks, they love it. Let me see what he said. His, she says, did he say it? She said, this is what she said. I mean, honestly, to be a hater as an adult, you have to have some deep-rooted issues. You refuse to heal from childhood. This is what she wrote in her Instagram story on Friday. She said, there's no reason your brain is fully developed and you hate to see other people doing well. Is that what you think is happening? Was that what she thinks is happening? I'm confused. So the post that she liked was the 2024 GOP platform, the Make America Great Again.
Okay.
And it was giving out all the things that I guess, writing down all the things that he felt like his platform was based on to make America great again. And then she says, I don't get how people with, she liked that post. She says, I don't get how people with kids would still vote for a known child rapist and felon.
Who's she talking about?
I get. Oh, no, no. Somebody else. Sorry. This is what someone said about her. My apologies. I read it wrong. It says, I don't get how people with kids would still vote for a known child rapist and felon. Guess people like Brittany Mahomes prefers the tax breaks over child safety. Jeez Louie.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Got it. They're saying that about her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're saying she basically outed herself as a Trump supporter.
Is she a white girl from Texas?
I don't know where she's from.
I know Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech.
White House, Texas.
White House, Texas? White House, Texas? That ain't even a big city. I've never even heard of population 7,660 in 2010. Where is White House, Texas? It ain't Black Apartment, Texas.
She owns a sports team.
White House, Texas is outside of Tyler, Texas. When your town, biggest town, is another small town. Jamie Foxx is from Tyler, Texas. The biggest town next to White House is Dallas, which is probably, judging by the map, at least an hour and a half, 2 hours from Dallas. Come on, man. That lady ain't going to
They've been together blue. From time. Like, they've been together for a long time.
Y'all remember her saying fried chicken?
No, but I think they went to the same high school. I could be wrong, though. Because where's he from?
They probably did. That seems where like where they would have met is high school.
Oh, he's from Tyler, Texas, which is right is near White House.
Yeah, they probably
buying the house.
Yeah.
So it says she unliked the tweet. She liked the tweet on August 13th and unliked it as of August 24th.
It wasn't me.
It took her 9 days to unlike it. And she does not follow Donald Trump, but
you can't make it that obvious. Yes, he's from White House as well, Josh.
But what's crazy is they said she did a tweet back in 2017. The fact that people will be going back to read people's tweets.
Oh, they'll be on everything.
Thank God I don't tweet. She said, Trump, you have offended way too many people. So I'm not sure. Let me tell you, this is what my 2-hour conversation was with my biological.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my Trump supporter.
Yo, daddy! Big GOP? GOP, are you with me?
You know what? What is not his reasoning is not, he doesn't think that Trump's a great person. He just thinks he'll be able to afford eggs and food.
Inflation.
I said, do you not? He's like, I ain't no dummy. I said, I didn't call you dumb, but I'm not sure if you know how government works.
They said, not MLK.
Now, if MLK, I'd put him back in the grave. I'd put him back in the grave. This man, I said, you take in propaganda is what I'm saying. I'm hearing you repeat propaganda that you're not realizing is propaganda. No, I'd be watching all the things. I said, no, you don't. I mean, he's also sexist, so I told him that as well. I said, also, a lot of what you're saying is based on sexism.
The way you just dusted that in there, but also.
Yeah, I made sure that was at the end of the two-hour conversation. I said, also, it's because you're sexist as well that you are feeling this way. So he said, all I know is that when he was a president, I could afford eggs. I said, but we also, because him being president, were hit by a pandemic way harder than what we should have been.
Oh, my God.
I said, so if we have to live through another one, you better hope that you live through it. I said, because you not affording eggs ain't what's going to kill you. It's going to be whatever disease come and run through you. I said, so be grateful for the 85 years, because, baby, you ain't going to last much longer if we got to do this one more time. He's like, I'm just telling you what I done lived through. I said, I know. And I lived through a lot of, but no, I'm talking about back in the day. Them days is gone, sir. We're talking about present and future. He said, these countries don't respect us. I said, who told you that? Who told you that? They don't. China, they doing whatever. Russia, they doing whatever.
Is that how he says the country's name?
China, Russia.
Turkmenistan.
He's like, they not gonna respect her. See, they respect Trump because he's crazy, because he said crazy things. I said, is that what you really think? I said, is that? I said, you're not making much of sense. You're not.
The grandma is the baby.
The grandma is the
That's
baby.
That's what starts happening, man. Somewhere around our age, we turn the parent into parents.
I was
Nobody warned you, Angel.
No, they don't. He's like, I just, you know, because, not Baltimore, excuse me, Maryland is an important state in this election.
Yeah.
So I said, let me tell you. Because he was like, I get to vote how I want to vote, and so do you. I said, I know that. I said, we both have our own ability to vote how, and I wanted to be like, and I hope your car breaks down on the day. I said, but I'll have this conversation with anybody that I love, that I feel like is doing themselves a disservice.
Yeah.
He was just like, but I'll be able to afford eggs. I said, no, you won't.
Is that his one issue?
That is truly.
That's my one thing.
That is truly what he kept. He said that, and that countries do not respect us anymore. I said, are we at war? Are we at war? So what are you talking about?
Respect. Eggs. Right. These are the things, y'all. Y'all focus on the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
I got to have my eggs are up. I ain't gonna hold you.
Eggs are up crazy.
I said, do you know why eggs is up? It's all the damn tax breaks we got when Donald was in office.
Nah, man, because he gave me $1,200 on the stimmy.
He was like, no, everybody had tax breaks. I said, and guess what? We are now having to repay all that shit that we did not pay for. Everything costs more. And he was like, I'm just saying, if he could do what he did before, get the eggs down. I said, you act like he brought down the price of eggs.
He walked into the supermarket and said, you know what, guys? The price of eggs are too damn high.
I want to see your dad at a rally. Yeah. Questions, y'all. eggs. What's your policy on the price of eggs?
And he was
they
like,
$6.34 at Aldi right now. Who getting the eggs down? Kamala, Trump. Whoever gets the eggs the lowest, hear my vote. You'll take it.
He was like, this is why I don't talk politics with people. I said, well, you gonna talk them with me today?
Why did you talk to him that day? Was that for that
he
reason?
Called. He called me, and my mother had told me that he was my mother. This is all my mother had said. Your father has said something about he can't vote for no woman to be president. So I thought that's what we were going to talk about. His sexism.
Not the eggs.
So when he went down that path, I said, oh, you foolish Negro. I said, okay. And Marcus was like, I can't believe you have. I said, it's good. And I wasn't. I wanted to be a, like, regulate your emotions. Because I'd be like, he was like, okay, I'm just going to let you talk since you want to do all the talking. I said, I'm going to get my point out. Yes, because I've listened to you. So now you'll listen to me. You can listen to me. And I was like, you're cutting me off. I haven't even made the point. I said, this is why. He's like, I'm just going to vote. Well, what's my best interest? I said, and see, this is why black.
And the eggs are at the top of the list.
Number one issue.
I said, and this is why black women. He said, see, you're black women. I said, I didn't finish what I'm saying. I said, McCall,
whatever you're going to say about him, I'm with you.
Yes. I said, this is why black women have always had to vote, not just for our best interest, but for the best interest of the country. I said, but you can afford to be selfish. I cannot, because I care about my children, other people's children. I care about people who don't look like
you. Care
me.
About Ooh. Eggs, though.
No.
And respect of
how
country.
How many eggs she's got to feed the kids?
Respectful eggs. Somebody pitched up and said, what about respectful eggs?
Yeah, be a vegan then, damn it, is what I want to be like.
Get a chicken.
Eat something else.
Get a chicken.
But yeah, he was definitely, man. Oh my God. It was a 2 hour. He said, this is the longest. You'd never talk to me. I said, this conversation was important to me. I said, it was very, he was like, all right.
Yep, okay. See you later.
Yeah.
Big gulps, huh?
It was a great conversation. I was like, okay, he's a lost one. We'll
Listen,
see.
There's a lot of votes that go into the collage.
Yes, I said, we'll work on somebody else if I have to.
Man,
but yeah,
that was funny.
Make eggs affordable again. Mia instead of Mega.
Mega!
I said, oh, bless his heart.
Oh, man. You know what's so interesting? And then we can let this go, or we can move on and go back to our homes. It must be a blessing to be able to vote off of stuff that you like, the stuff that is going to hit our communities, even if it's not going to hit us. We feel a pull to vote for the best of our community. A lot of people in America can vote only on what is important to them. Mm-hmm. Like tax breaks. Rich people don't have to worry about those laws that are going to affect them. They just, a lot of people can have the benefit of being single issue voters.
Yeah.
Black people in America don't have that benefit because it's rare that any candidate's going to give you everything you need, period. You just hope to get the most or somebody that's not going to kill you or give the police immunity when you die. Right. Or, but some people are like, they're not, I'm not racist. That's just the tax break, big government. And that's all. They care about it. Like we said time and time again, growing up, I realized my pastors for probably my whole life up until Trump probably voted Republican down the ticket. Mm-hmm. If you was going to be against gay rights and abortion, you could be pro killing black folks.
But the babies will be alive before you kill them.
But if you is against gay rights and abortion, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be interesting. If you ever get a GOP president who like a legit candidate, who is pro-choice, and you have two pro-choice candidates, the pastors that I grew up with early in life, they're going to be like, oh,
what
my,
do I
oh
do? What do? I don't know how to
I got to look at something else.
Yeah.
If they were to be pro-gay rights and pro-choice, both on the ticket, I don't know what other
the
thing.
The country has gone to hell is what they're going
to
say.
They might not. They might get to the point where they'll be like, Jill Stein, what did you want?
No,
gayness and
be like,
abortions
don't vote. No longer need to vote. Just get your life right request because he's coming back. This is what's got to be happening.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
This is what got to
United
be.
United States of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Listen, there ain't no way. I
vote for Jesus, Gene said.
Yeah, I'm going to do a write-in for Jesus Christ.
He ain't on the ballot.
They was like, write him in. Write him in. You know, it is definitely, I at one point in time in our life, I do definitely feel like the parties weren't so divided. Like, they definitely had different issues and different things that they believed in, but there wasn't this huge gap between the two. Now there is a definite gap that one side, I don't feel like, cares very much at all about black people, people of color, about poor people. And I feel like another side is has those people in mind, while it does also have its own demons. But I don't understand how people can latch on to one thing. And it, you got people who are latching on to they want abortion to stay a state's right so that these conservative states can make these women suffer. And they're like, this is what I, this is what's important to me. The right for abortion should stay in the state's hands, which is just idiotic to me. And then you have people who will throw it all away for the genocide in Gaza. They're like, if this doesn't get fixed, I am not voting at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there are so many other issues in the middle that I cannot ignore. That's I am so part sorry.
Of
the problem.
That's there was there's been some conflict with between black people and pro-Palestine people on this issue. When Kamala took over, and I follow a lot of Palestinian creators, and well, I do follow a lot of them prior to
same.
I'm comedians, but when the war started happening, they a lot of them shifted their content towards Palestine. And some of their frustration was with black people, like, if you vote for Kamala, you're voting for our oppression. And a lot of black creators were like, we are being oppressed here.
Here too.
Right now. Well, why y'all join the military? Because y'all, you know, black people are overrepresented in the military. This one black girl broke it down so good. She said, do you understand that the military was one of the few jobs that black people could actually get where racism wouldn't hold them down as much as other jobs? It's not by choice. There wasn't a lot of other viable options for black people. We can't just, you know, literally. Well, somebody I follow on Twitter posted that their granddad got a letter from the college they applied for. This is like 40s or something like that. And was like, maybe it was a little earlier. I remember the year, but he was like, we can't admit you based on your Negro race. Like, what is wrong with you? So that person went into the military.
Right.
Right. My dad in the military because one, ain't a lot of good jobs. Two, which I didn't know this until much later in life. The military comes to them little poor schools and says, where you finna go to college? You ain't got no money for that.
Right.
Come to the military, we gonna 100%. Get you.
They're up and down, junior colleges.
Yes.
Yeah.
And high school. Every school I went to in my life, even non-military base ones, them army recruiters was in the cafeteria at my cafeteria.
School. Yeah. They had a table there every day.
And people, and you turn 18, you can sign up. You people like, I got a job. I have somewhere to live. These are the most basic things. This is why I was interested in going to the military. I'm going to have a job.
They would have kicked you out.
They didn't. They kicked me out of ROTC, which is pre-military. Yeah, they were the lightest version. They was like, get your behind.
We don't
out of here.
No, we don't want you defending our country. Just
get
out.
You got flat feet, poor eyesight. You can't tell one. And I was in the Air Force.
Oh, God.
ROTC.
A big, heavy ass, plant a fasciitis foot, no seeing ass nigga. What we going to do with you in the Air Force?
A white man wrote all that when they were kicking me out. They wanted my uniform back. I didn't even get that back. They was like, it's going to be $500. I don't know where the hat is.
You got to make a damn right turn, your shoulder go out, and you just going straight in going down. Black Hawk down.
Getting kicked out of Air Force ROTC in college is crazy. It couldn't have been more simple. I wasn't built for that. But I grew up in a world where that was a very viable option. A lot of home loans are because of the GI Bill. My dad... House he lives in today in Fayetteville, purchased because of the GI Bill.
Wow.
Amen. Tammy's house, GI Bill. That's all we had.
Yeah.
And a lot of them black men went from the military, retired military, then went and reworked for the government.
Correct.
Another 20 at the post office, a lot of them at the post office, whatever the job is. They done gave Uncle Sam 40 years. Mm-hmm. It ain't by choice.
Right.
For people like me to be like, all right, Zay, boy, I wish you would go down to the army. Are you crazy? They're going to send your black behind to Afghanistan the first thing smoking. You're going to be in supply, transportation, infantry.
I gave
they
all
want
my
them
kids.
Black and brown people dying early.
Get on the front lines.
Get your butt down here and sweep these mines.
That's why all my kids inherited my flat feet and my knock knees. Hey, man, that's something my daddy gave me. Thank you.
Now help him with the eggs.
I'm about to
just
send
tell
him
your
some
dad I'm gonna send you eggs every Monday
I'm
so you can
send
vote.
Him Costco eggs.
I'm gonna give you so many eggs. You don't have to worry about. We're gonna chip in. We're gonna get 24 eggs.
Instacart you every week.
You're gonna be so sick of eggs. You go
and you better shut the hell up. You understand? Shut the hell up about this.
That's the lobbyist for your daddy. What I got for your vote? Give me 12 eggs yeah. every 4 days.
Doesn't it? I'm gonna talk to Kamala and be like, "You're losing out on the old blacks. They need the damn eggs, girl. Okay? Stop talking about the abortion eggs. Yo, talk about the chicken eggs. Yo, that's what we gotta get it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all. We've been talking about this for a long time.
We did.
We finna go.
This is a good show.
God bless y'all. Yeah. God keep y'all.
Yeah.
Bonus. Friday? You in town?
Yeah.
Friday. You good?
Yeah. I might have. I'll just probably have a hard out.
How hard?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You know, we don't know how to work this.
No.
We're just going to leave this stuff on and be like, we'll be fine. We'll be streaming all weekend, I guess.
We'll be fine. We just can't go longer.
Like by 11?
Yeah, 11's fine.
Okay,
because I gotta get a haircut, then I got a pre-rehearsal dinner for a wedding on Saturday.
All these weddings.
I know, I can't.
You
wait.
Know she gonna be looking and looking.
She been looking.
She already is. Everybody, relax.
I was talking at your wedding thing. I said, so tell me, girl, what you?
A lot of weddings in the summer, Angel.
A lot of questions, huh?
Thoughts are being deposited.
Listen, I know, I can't wait. I want to jump up and down.
How the prophet say? It's time to go.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. God bless y'all. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Cut it. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.